From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. It can be an accident of genes to be born with a good singing voice. But what makes a good voice become a great one? For some singers, it takes years of training. For others, it's life in a church choir. Now, the story of a singer who says what you hear in her voice is freedom.
Siempre que te miro, mi niña bonita. Le rezo a la Virgen que está en la ermita.
The singer is Buica, that's B-U-I-K-A. She was born and raised on the Spanish island of Mallorca, the child of African immigrants. We chose Buica as part of our series 50 Great Voices. NPR producer Alice Winkler has her story.
Hija de mi alma, no me lloran más. Dime lo que tienes.
It's a little surprising to meet Buica for the first time. She is beautiful, with high cheekbones, almond eyes, and a Lauren Hutton gap between her teeth. But her body seems far too petite to contain such a gigantic voice, and not statuesque enough to have once been a Tina Turner impersonator in Vegas. She remembers the audition well.
Beautiful and amazing girls with long legs and, you know, high shoes like these at 11 o'clock in the morning, makeup like, you know, and it was like, wow. I found myself a little bit lost.
But Buica was a struggling single mom and really needed the job. So she simply conjured Tina Turner, her savior when she was growing up in Spain, the only black kid in town. There was no one else to show her how to do her hair, how to dress, how to be in the world, she says. At the audition in Las Vegas, Buica got the job.
I'm brave like her. That's what was happening, that I was brave. I was like, this job is for me. Sure, I know that I cannot speak properly English. I don't care, because Tina is going to help me tonight.
I could imagine Buica's raspy voice channeling What's Love Got to Do with It, but I wanted to hear it, so I asked. Mm-mm.
No. It was a promise for myself, because that was a job who helped me to survive. And I don't need help right now. I don't need Tina's voice anymore. I got my voice.
Mama ya. Niña, ¿por qué me haces mucho daño? ¿Por qué me cuentas mil mentiras? ¿Y por qué sabes que te veo? Tú a los ojos no me miras.
The story Buica tells of how she got that voice begins before her birth in Equatorial Guinea, a tiny country on the west coast of Africa. 40 years ago, after the country won independence from Spain, Buica's father joined the elected government, but the president became one of the world's most murderous dictators, and Buica's parents fled, settling in Mallorca in a Roma gypsy neighborhood. A couple of years later, Concha Buica was born. Most of the gypsy kids had never seen a black person before, but they accepted the little girl and taught her flamenco.
Culpa mía la llamada sin respuesta.
If she had been born in Africa, Buica says, her voice would have been entirely different.
If I were born there, I think that my voice will sound as a prisoner voice, like in jail.
A prisoner?
Yeah, because when you grow in those types of countries, you don't recognize freedom.
And freedom, according to Buica, has become the key to her voice. The political freedom she inherited from her parents, certainly, but also emotional freedom, psychological freedom, even sexual freedom. She's openly bisexual. But one of the first freedoms Buica won for herself growing up in Mallorca was from those who would try to hold her back. The gypsy children may have embraced her, but others did not.
They kicked me out of the church when I was a little girl because they said that I'm singing like a dog.
Like a dog?
Yeah. They didn't want me to sing there anymore. Because if you hear my voice, obviously my voice is not very clean. But watch out what happened with me then later.
Fue una noche sin estrellas cuando al irte me dejaste tanta pena y tanto mal.
What happened was that she paid the priest no mind, and as a teenager started singing in jazz clubs, eventually working with one of Spain's hottest producers. He once called her the most liberated woman on earth. And the freedoms keep coming. Just last year, Buica worked with the 91-year-old legendary gun-toting singer Chavela Vargas. And Vargas, she says, unlocked the prison door of loneliness for her by explaining that women need loneliness to create without interference.
So to me, it was like a boom, like a big bump in my head, because I was so scared of loneliness. I was so scared of loneliness. I was like, wow, when you are alone, you hear yourself. And I didn't want to hear myself.
So how exactly did freedom from that fear change your voice?
My voice is like growing with myself. We feel, both of us, we feel so much stronger right now.
Tómate esta botella conmigo. En el último trago me besas. Esperamos que no haya testigo. Por si acaso te diera vergüenza.
Buica's voice has an intensity and a power that's hard to define. And it's there whether she's singing flamenco or soul or electronica or the blues. She says she finally feels completely free to sing whatever she wants.
Are you ready, baby?
Sé que sin ti no puedo estar. Te siento cuando llega y cuando tú te vas. Mi cuerpo llama a tu cuerpo, mi alma sobreanda mía, y entre la arena de mi amor despierto, yo despierto, yo despierto, yo.
Now, for example, when I'm singing blues.
I'm a whiskey drinking woman, and I drink whiskey all the time. But I do love myself, 'cause it's mine, oh mine, oh mine, oh mine. Oh mine.
We're singing from the same places. We're talking about the same needs, and we're talking about the same hopes. And what I feel from music when I'm singing is that we don't need the hope anymore. Hope is for the people who wait, and I don't want to wait no more. I'm not scared anymore. I'm not scared of myself. I'm not scared of my things. I'm not scared of my fear. I'm not scared of absolutely nothing. That's music.
Buica, the most liberated woman on earth, is currently on her first major tour of the United States. Alice Winkler, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.